Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a daily tip on the MGM Network. Good morning. We're going to help you get towards weekend and maybe make you some money along the way. Coming up, a great show lined up for you, starting with Thursday Night Football and some great playoff action in the majors as well. A Yankees rookie going off in the Boogie Down Bronx. We will preview the Week 5 games in the NFL, talk some college football. We've also got Double D's Degenerate Parlay. He's here after going to the Cubs game last night. We'll pick six, and that's all coming up in the next 3 hours. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Chelsea, it is a Friday. Good morning.
Hell yeah, it's a Friday. Thank God, because I feel like this week has been kicking me in the shins. So I have gotten through the week, Jenks. Congratulations to both of us. We made it to Friday.
You're all right. You won your bet yesterday. That was good. I'm spending it positively.
I've just been sick.
Oh, that's true. How you feeling?
A little better. Like, I'm still definitely not through the woods, but I'm on, like, the come up. That Navage, as much as it felt like waterboarding when I was doing it, I think it did something. So, it should be better in, like, a couple days. So, I do feel better today.
Okay, that's good. I'm feeling good. I went out last night. Actually, not last night. Yesterday afternoon, watched a little baseball, had a couple drinks, came home, pet the cat. The lovely Catherine's out of town, so I'm waiting for her to get back today. I'm excited about that. But it was a good day. Our bets did well. And yours did great on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, I had Christian McCaffrey because he was basically the only big name in the lineup for the Niners. I thought he would have a big day in the receiving game, and he did. The number was 53.5 for his receiving yards. He finished with 82. And this was one that I was like, oh, my gosh, is this not going to hit? Because he had 30 in the very first drive of the game. And then had 44 for the longest time. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is careening towards another bad beat. But luckily, he got it, so that was nice.
Nice. I had a two-leg parlay, if you can say that, on the Niners under 24 and a hook and Kyren Williams over 50 yards. So Kyren got more than 50, but the Niners with 26 points. That was a stunner. That whole game was a stunner. That was a loss. Had the Cubs on the first five money line against the Padres. That was a win. And the Donkster had the Cubs on the money line, a win as well. So for the week, look at this. Chelsea, a sterling 5-2-1. I'm 6-1-1. The Donkster is 3-1. And it is the Friday morning good time edition of the Daily Tip on a BetMGM Network. Lots to get to, so let's jump right in. Last night, the Niners stunning the Rams 26-23. The Niners getting 8.5 points. They're plus 350 on the money line. The overhits total set at 44 and a hook. The Niners were so shorthanded in this game. Brandon Ayuk out. Ricky Pearsall out, Juwan Jennings out, George Kittle out, and yet it didn't matter because they turned to CMC.
Playing good football. It's
been a 16-minute beatdown, and the pass is caught by McCaffrey for the touchdown.
That is Al Michaels on Amazon Prime. McCaffrey, 8 catches for 82 yards and a score. Rushes 22 times for 57 yards. Rams get a chance to put this game away in regulation. Kyren Williams fumbles at the Niners' one-yard line, so the teams trade field goals instead. We go to overtime. Then in the extra session, Niners get another field goal. They lead by 3. The Rams get the ball back, and on a 4th-and-1 from the San Francisco 11, the Rams go for it, and Williams gets stuffed. Game over. Sean McVay said after the game, Chelsea, he regretted that call almost immediately. He said, this was my fault.
Yeah, this is a tough one for the Rams because they did make some mistakes. They missed a field goal. They had a couple costly turnovers, including Kyren Williams fumbling. But at the end of the day, like, you have to give your flowers to the 49ers here. And I think it starts at the top. And we talked about this yesterday. Kyle Shanahan is one of the best coaches in the NFL. And to do what he did last night with that skeleton squad, he certainly deserves some credit. I will say the guys on the team deserve some credit as well for executing his plan. And look at Mac Jones last night. Like 33 of 49, 342 yards and a couple of touchdowns on the night. I will say that a lot of credit goes to Kyle Shanahan putting him in the correct position to succeed, because we've seen this with other quarterbacks in the Niners. Like, didn't they take Jimmy G to the Super Bowl? And look at Jimmy Garoppolo now. So I do think some of it is the system and the scripted plays that Kyle Shanahan drew up. But this was a character win. Kyle Shanahan said that after the game. Everybody likes to say next man up mentality, but this was the true embodiment of it.
Yeah. They were essentially a medical ward going into this game. I just could not make a case for San Francisco. So what a performance. And Mac Jones now, in three games as a starter in San Francisco, 3-0, 905 yards, 6 touchdowns, 1 pick. When Brock Purdy is healthy, is there going to be a little bit of a controversy? I mean, Purdy's their guy that paid him tens of millions of dollars. They're going to insert him into the lineup. But you can make a real case that they look better with Mac Jones.
I think for us in the media, this will be a talking point, but I'm not sure if it will be in-house. Because, like, think about it. Like, Brock Purdy had, what, one game to show what he had? And it did look like he was very, very rusty. And this is still a quarterback that led them to a Super Bowl and had an MVP-type season. Remember that season when everybody's like, well, look at the weapons around him? Which was a true point, but still, he was the guy pulling the trigger, and he deserves credit for that. So I'm not sure if there is a quarterback controversy yet, but you can't be happier than what you've gotten from Mac Jones.
Oh, man. He's been really, really good. A credit to Kyle Shanahan and a credit to that team. They needed that dub, and they got it last night in a very difficult circumstance. Let's move to Major League Baseball now because, man, we saw, again, great action in the majors. And we start in New York. The Yankees blanking the Red Sox 4-0. The Yankees minus 155 on the money line. Total set at 8. The under hits. Scoreless in the fourth when the Yankees bats going to work.
On the ground. That's off. In. Here comes Chisholm. Two runs are in. And the New York Yankees now lead it 4-0.
Austin Wells getting it done there, but what a show by the Yankees rookie right-hander Cam Schlittler. Strikes out 12 batters over 8 shutout innings. His previous high was 7 strikeouts. Also reaches 100 miles on the gun. 100 miles an hour 11 times during this game. First Yankees pitcher ever to start with no runs, no walks, and 10 or more strikeouts. He was unbelievable, and he said he talked with former Yankees star Andy Pettitte before the game, and Pettitte told him, just get a good night's sleep. That's what you need. And you know what? It worked. He was brilliant.
What a game. I feel like this is the moment where they say,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cam Schlitter earned his pinstripes. Isn't that a saying with, like, Yankees fans is you have to earn your pinstripes? Well, he certainly earned them here with an absolute gem of a game. And if you would have told me that Cam Schlitter got the longer leash as opposed to Max Fried in a playoff game, I would have told you you were crazy. But this was the way that the Yankees shut the door on their bitter rivals. On the Red Sox side of things, you can't have two big errors and expect to win a game and also score 0 runs. So what a disappointing performance from the Sox in an elimination game. This one has to sting.
Aaron Boone said this about Schlittler after the game. A star is born tonight. He's a special kid. He expects this. Is this something we might see more of in the playoffs, like a young kid who has great stuff coming into his own, or is this one of those one-off memorable Yankees performance when you look back in a few years at their postseason history?
I don't know. I don't know if we'll see a bunch of young guys go eight innings, shut out with 12 strikeouts. Like, that's why it's such an anomaly. Because normally we'll see guys have big performances, but, I mean, those are numbers that, like, Garrett Crochet was posting. Yeah. So this is a huge, huge performance in the biggest of moments where the season could have ended. But I will say this, in the postseason, especially in baseball, we have a bunch of unlikely heroes. Like, when it comes to the World Series, there are multiple times where we see a guy who's like 60-1 win World Series MVP because he just has the timely hits. Normally, we don't see it from pitchers, but we do see it from position players. But Colin or Cam Schlitter, I did not expect this. What a game.
Yankees Blue Jays in the ALDS starting on Saturday. Toronto, the moneyline favorite in game one at minus 125. The Tigers, they did it. They beat the Guardians 6-3. The Tigers, minus 105 on the money line. Total set at 7, the over hits. 1-1 game going into the sixth when the Tigers finally get something going.
Came over with Austin Hedges, Cal Quantrill, Gabriel Arias, Josh Naylor, among others. Here's a well-hit ball to left by Dingler. Way back at the wall, and it is gone!
Dylan Dingler, his first homer of the postseason. That's a four-run seventh for the Tigers as they send 10 batters to the plate. So despite that 15.5 game lead in the Central that they gave up, the Tigers find a way in the wild card. They move on to the ALDS against the Mariners. And I was doubting Detroit, and they certainly waited until the last minute, but here they are finally advancing.
Yeah, it took a lot. It took a Herculean effort and a lot of drama and theatrics against the Guardians. But at the end of the day, this is going to save a lot of, like, bad narratives going into whatever postseason, you know, whenever their postseason ends.
Yeah.
But I will say this. Like, they're not going to get Slade Ciccone every single game in the postseason. The pitching rotations are just going to get tougher. Like, the Mariners have a good rotation, so we'll see if this lasts for the Tigers. Because the problem has been they just can't score runs. Like, the good news is you can have Tarik Skubal for probably two of those five games next round, and you're certainly going to have a chance in those. But just because the Tigers score six runs in one game, in one instance, does not mean to me that their offense is cured.
No, I get that. And also, this is the Guardians. Do you know what I mean? So the Guardians were a team that, as we know, were sellers at the trade deadline. They shouldn't have been here in the first place. They were absolutely playing with house money. I'm surprised at the overhit again, too. I almost put some money on the under in this game, but that's kind of what we talked about going in, which was, okay, we've had seven straight games where we've seen seven runs or less, but do you really trust the starting pitching here? And that's what we saw yesterday. We couldn't trust the pitching overall.
Yeah, I will say Jack Flaherty was decent, at least for the numbers that he was putting up coming into the start. But again, you're facing a Guardians lineup that it just didn't feel sustainable for them to continue winning games because they had the lowest on-base percentage of any team since 1968. So again, you look at this pitching staff, and they're not going to be facing the worst lineup in the postseason coming up next. In fact, the Mariners have the best numbers when it comes to offense almost across the board of any team in the postseason.
Yeah, Tigers and Mariners tomorrow night in Seattle. Mariners, a big minus 210 moneyline favorite in Seattle. So, you know, nice job getting past the Guardians, despite that collapse at the end of the season. But I'm not quite sure moving forward if I feel like Detroit's going to go on a run now because Seattle is quite different than a Guardians team that didn't even think they were going to be here. Finally, last night in Chicago, what an atmosphere at Wrigley as the Cubs down the Padres 3-1. The Cubbies minus 115 on the money line. Total set at 7.5. The under hits. Jameson Taillon, four shutout innings before the Cubs wrap things up with four different relievers. And then the crowd at Wrigley, including Double D, gets to see this in the seventh.
Through two games.
That's time to ball to deep right field. Michael Bush, goodbye!
All courtesy of ESPN, Bush going yard, giving Chicago that 3-1 advantage. The Cubs advance to the postseason for the first time since 2017 for a date with the Brewers. And, you know, this was a tight game. We sort of expected that. It got really dicey in the ninth where the Padres were threatening. There was a bad call at the plate on Xander Bogaerts, but still the Padres had guys on. Ultimately, though, the one thing that stood out to me was the atmosphere. I mean, if you can't get excited about watching the Cubs at Wrigley in a game like this, then you can't get excited about baseball. And same thing with the Yankees last night. Like, it was really great to sort of see the fan engagement.
Yeah, I feel like there's only one venue in baseball where daytime baseball still feels really cool, and that is Wrigley. Just because the Cubs always have these daytime games. But back to this call and the Padres being so butthurt over it. Okay, it's one call. You still have to score more than one run in two of three games in the wild card series. And this has been a problem, especially at the top of the lineup. I think Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis Jr., 2 of 22 in this series, can't do that.
Yeah, but it's still a terrible call. Like, when you finally start to... Yeah, I mean, overall, sure, their stars went quiet, but also, when you see a call like that in a critical moment, it wasn't even close. It was an awful call in a huge spot for the Padres. So when you don't generate a lot of runs and you finally get a chance and then you get an out in the most critical spot in the series, that's why so many people were saying, I can't wait for ABS, because this was just a brutal call at a bad moment. The Cubs deserve to win, but also bad call.
Oh, absolutely. Like, we definitely need the automated strike zone, but you could go like tit for tat and be like, well, there were some bad calls at the plate that went in the favor of the Padres as opposed to the Cubs. But at the end of the day, like, it shouldn't rely on this. We need to go to the automated strike zone. But again, you have to score more runs. That's just the end of the game.
Well, yeah, but it also doesn't help when you take a pitch you should take, and then it's like, okay, that was a ball. You're calling it a strike. I mean, when you don't score runs, calls like that can absolutely be the difference between winning and losing. I don't think it was last night, but man, awful call. Cubs Brewers meet tomorrow in Milwaukee at 2:08. Coming up next, week 5 is here in the NFL, and we've got an early preview. That is next on The Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.